This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Repairs will take longer than expected on RTD's A-Line train to Denver International Airport. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Supply chain issues are causing the delays. The agency had to cut back service earlier this month to every 30 minutes while it fixes a ground settlement issue under the track in North Denver. That repair was supposed to be done by the end of the month. RTD now says trains won't be back to 15-minute service until November 10th. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado State University is getting $2 million in federal funds to help maintain healthy air inside homes. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
Human exposure to particulate matter is a major cause of premature death and disability, but scientists don't understand yet how the air carries contaminants like wildfire smoke and ozone in and out of homes. CSU scientists will examine how home design and human behavior influence exposure. The team will develop and test a home system that can minimize exposures. The four-year grant is from the National Science Foundation. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Birds at the Denver Zoo are back in quarantine after veterinarians confirmed two deaths related to avian flu. Here's Paolo Josita.
A Brazilian teal and a Barrow's golden eye came up positive for the highly pathogenic avian flu during tests by state and federal agencies. The zoo's other birds, which include penguins, flamingos, and lorikeets, will remain indoors for at least 21 days. The virus has circulated in Colorado since February. Outbreaks peaked in the spring, but wild bird migration brought a surge in cases that started last month. This strain of avian flu is not harmful to humans. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Denver's e-bike rebate program is paused for the rest of the year because of its popularity. The Denver City Council allocated $9 million to fund the program through next year, but it has succeeded beyond the city's expectations. People who already have rebate vouchers can still use them within 60 days of when they were issued. The program is expected to resume in early 2023. This is CPR News.